Skin is a new novel from 2017 Rooney Prize winner E.M. Reapy. Skin, similar to her first novel, Red Dirt, is set in part in Australia, but the central character, Natalie, is a Rolling Stone, travelling from Bali to Australia and on to New Zealand before returning home to find, among other things, comfort in her own skin. I spoke to E.M., or Elizabeth Reapy, earlier and began by asking her to tell us a little bit about her central character, Natalie.
It's quite a different book to Red Dirt in that in Red Dirt there was a bunch of Irish people who had problems and then they went away and created more problems for themselves, whereas this one, Natalie has a problem but she's trying to seek the solution, and one of her friends has said, oh, travel made me, you know, see the world differently and experience myself differently. So she's decided to travel but she doesn't really want to be there. So she is a single woman. So there is that sort of, there's elements of, you know, dating culture and romance and stuff like that in it.
Yeah, early on we think it's as simple as a young woman looking for love, and she goes out with her friends to try and meet people, but then she comes up against the cultural mores of the time. Maybe give us a little insight into some of the experiences she had.
I think for that first story, for me, when I was writing it, what I wanted to explore in it was sex tourism, and that there's in Bali and in, you know, Turkey, Kenya, the Caribbean, that there's female sex tourists essentially. And I just thought that that was so interesting, and I wanted to kind of present, you know, both the Western people, like women and men who are going to these places.
Yeah. She doesn't realise some of the dates that are suggested to her.
Oh yeah, she's completely oblivious, yeah, to the situation that she's after kind of getting into with Maria and the other ones at the beach. It takes her a long time to realise what's actually going on.
Yes, that there could be a money for sex situation there.
Yeah.
So you've gone back to your experience of travel in Australia and Asia for some of the settings in Skin. After Red Dirt, what was it that made you think that there was more to be mined there?
I think, well, when I was writing Red Dirt, I was still sort of backpacking and travelling and stuff like that. So the settings, and I also was getting healthier and spending a lot of time in the gym. So those kind of settings were kind of known to me. But I was interested in sort of writing about, you know, the elements of travel that aren't all that fantastic, you know, where people are lonely or, you know, you don't know who you're going to meet. And
yeah, I think it's a very truthful insight into travel, isn't it? That idea of you're going to find yourself.
Yeah.
But in fact, travel may not do that.
Well, yeah, I think with travel, you find that you are yourself. And so you don't really need to go. But maybe you need to go to kind of come back to realise that.
Skin explores the very complex problem of overeating and comfort eating. Yeah. Was that your main thrust when you came to write the book?
Yeah, I had a few sort of like things that I wanted to develop or explore with it. And I went kind of with binge eating as opposed to starving. But with both those issues are disordered eating and affect a lot of women at some point in their lives. There's some women will be affected by that. And I was just really interested in that. And the sort of expectations of an unrealistic body images and societal expectations on women's bodies. So these were all things that I was kind of exploring and researching about. So I wanted to.
And how did you come to get an understanding of that kind of those ideas around the psychology of eating and self-loathing?
Oh, well, I would have read a lot about them. And I think when I quit smoking when I was younger, and after that, I was kind of like, you know, you get your taste buds back. So I kind of would have had a sense of that. Just a brief period of like sugary stuff was lovely and it was very like addictive.
Earlier on in the book, she moves from Bali to Darwin in Australia and she stays with her Aunt Dolores. There's a very interesting dynamic between the two women.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff I think I was really interested in was sort of like exploring conditioning and things like that and trying to like unravel them. So there's like this thing that aging is this problem. but it's a privilege. And, you know, there's a sort of...
Her aunt is older.
Yeah,
and
her aunt
has,
it's her 60th birthday in it. So, but she's like a really attractive woman and she's really interesting and dynamic and has lots of friends and all of these things. So Natalie is just kind of a little bit confused because she thought that, oh, as you get older, surely things go downhill. But this woman has an incredible life and she's really interesting. And so I just really, I kind of wanted to put that contrast in. And also that her aunt has gone through some stuff as well herself with her body. And that's very confronting to Natalie. Where her aunt has had double mastectomy. Then she's sort of all of a sudden confronted with the fact that, you know, the body that she's sort of loathing, it's not essentially going to always be what you think it is.
Yes, because Dolores, yeah. The aunt has come to terms with what happened
yeah.
to her, whereas Natalie, who hasn't come to terms with her own body issues, can't see that that could...
Yeah, so it was just, I just wanted to contrast these two women's experiences, and also that I think in the book, Natalie is learning from the people that she's meeting. Dolores is a very important figure in the book for her. When I was younger, I was just really fascinated by all of that. And I was just fascinated by everything to do with health and the body and being embodied. And I think this is kind of the culmination of all those things I was interested in.
Titling the book Skin, it's about the discomfort that's within her.
Yeah, there is that. But the title story or the title piece in it is set in Amsterdam. She meets a guy on a flight to Amsterdam. It's kind of romantic. But he has a secret.
And Natalie goes and lives in the West and she lives there with her grandmother. And then things start to change through working in a gym. And maybe you tell us the whole process in the gym, because it's quite a funny chapter.
She creates spin classes where they go on these trips to different places during the class. In Miranda July's short story collection, I just remember she had a short story about the character was teaching people how to swim in her front room with basins of water. And I just loved that. I love that sort of, you know, how quirky that is, that idea. So I was kind of maybe just trying to figure out how could I do something like that.
Yes, yeah, so the spin class that everybody thinks is just blood, sweat and tears, suddenly she's taking them on a journey in Greece or in Italy or wherever.
Yeah, in Antarctica. When I was in Australia, I met a poet who used to run spin classes where she'd write scripts for the classes. And I just thought that was brilliant. When I started going to spin, I was like, oh, I wish she was my teacher. So I kind of got thinking about that. But I think Natalie's quite an anxious character, and her worrying and creating these situations in her head that aren't real, or her anxiety is her imagination and creativity just gone mad and being used in a destructive way. But when she works in the gym and she starts, you know, focusing it, she calms down because she's using her imagination.
There are echoes, I guess, of Elizabeth Gilbert's Eat, Pray, Love in the book, isn't there? That somebody is there, they've got issues, and then they travel, hoping that that will find some epiphany for them.
Yeah.
Was that ever in your mind?
And there's also, I suppose, Bali's connection. I've been to Bali, and it's funny that there's a lot of people there who have been inspired by Eat, Pray, Love. But no, I wouldn't have... I've only read that book recently. I'd seen the movie before I read it. It's a great book. But I love the eat and pray bit. I wasn't as taken with the love section, but that could just be me. That I think it's interesting too when it's an older person, you know, an older character. So she's not a teenager. She's not in her early 20s or anything. You know, she should essentially have more maturity, but she doesn't. I think those characters are really interesting.
For you, I mean, it seems very different for you because you travelled abroad and you got fantastic inspiration for both Red Dirt and now for Skin.
Yeah.
So it seems a very different experience for you.
Travel has been great. I love it. I found that I couldn't move on creatively without putting these stories down. And so now the next book that I'm working on is it's a travel one again. But yeah, I'm just sort of drawn to... I think it's... You take someone out of their comfort zone when they're in a different country, so, or a different place to what they're used to. So it's great for drama or, you know, in writing.
You had, with your first book, Red Dirt, you had
quite a lot of difficulty getting it published initially, didn't you?
Yeah, it was quite a slog to get it there. I rewrote it a lot and I did massive rewrites on it. I'd say from, you know, blank page to finish was like 4.5 to 5 years. But it was a lot of learning though too. I'd say if it had been picked up initially, it wouldn't have been the right book either. But at the time when you get rejected, it's like, oh no. But it usually works out.
So was the experience of bringing Skin to your publishers very different?
Yeah, it was more flowy, I guess, because they saw an early draft of it and they were like, yeah, we're happy with that, and then just worked on it then. So yeah, it was different. And it took probably about 2.5 years, so it was like half the time.
So Elizabeth, what are you going to do next?
I just got qualified as a hypnotherapist, and so I'm kind of interested in exploring that in terms of writing as well. And I have an idea for a new book. Scenes are kind of coming, so.
Do you work full time at your writing now?
Yeah. I do.
And did the Rooney Prize help you in that?
Oh yeah, that was brilliant. But yeah, it did. It gave me a bit of space to breathe and just focus.
Skim by E.M. Reapy is published by Head of Zeus.